This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, where you can weigh in with your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And for those who don't remember, River Dave is a off-the-grid guy here in New Hampshire. There's a surprising number of these types of people here in New Hampshire as well. He had a cabin and an agreement with the previous owners of the land that he could live there, and they would leave him alone, and he would, you know, be a good steward of whatever land he was living on. But then the land was sold, someone else bought it, and he was evicted. I don't remember the exact story, but you have an update on that. Evidently,
I do.
The mainstream media is now talking about him, which is surprising to me.
I was surprised. I saw a lot of New Hampshire sources talking about River Dave, and I know we covered River Dave on Free Talk Live at some point, but Yahoo News, I found this article, and then there was one on The Guardian and maybe like a couple other mainstream news sources, so River Dave is famous.
Good for him.
But unfortunately, River Dave has been arrested yet again after returning to live at his cabin site that was mysteriously burnt down. So, a former hermit in New Hampshire whose cabin in the woods burned down.
He's a former hermit because they took away his home and kicked him out.
No, they were saying that he's a hermit because he's not, like, living on the grid.
But they described him as a former hermit, right?
Yeah, former because
they kicked him out and took his home, so he can't be a hermit anymore. He has to interact with people.
Oh, now I get what you're saying.
It's unfortunate.
Poor River Dave.
Dude just minding his own business.
Literally. So his cabin in the woods burned down after nearly three decades on the property that he was ordered to leave, has been charged with trespassing there once again, turning a shed that survived the fire into a makeshift home outfitted with a wood stove.
So they burned down this dude's home, and then when he returned there again, he found a shed that escaped the fire. I was like, all right, well, this will have to do then.
Yeah.
And then they arrested him for trespassing. Because he's not bothering anyone doing this.
He's literally, this plot of land, it's 49 acres of land. The people that own the land are from Vermont. So they're probably,
of course
they are. Assumingly, they're not there all the time. Like, he's literally, like, out in the middle of nowhere hurting nobody. And I don't know exactly the details. I don't know if the landowners keep calling the cops, or I don't know if the, you know, environmental police or whoever are kind of patrolling the area because they knew he was once there. I don't know the story. But what I do know is that I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't believe that right before he was about to be released from jail, his house just miraculously burst in flames after him living in this house for almost 30 years. That does not happen. Somebody set his house on fire. That is terrible. And if anybody needs to be prosecuted, it is not River Dave. It is whoever burnt his house down. I don't know if it's the landowners. That's kind of a muddy area because it is technically their land. But it just gets complicated there because it's like, isn't he was there first?
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with a society that would allow someone to live totally off the grid. I mean, he's not making money here, so it's not like if he's given the opportunity to buy the land, it's not like he could put up any money to do that, right? So he's been living there for three decades, not hurting anyone, minding his own business, not causing any problems. And then some people from out of town buy the land and like, nope, I don't care that it's been three decades. I don't care that you've got nothing and nowhere to go. You have to get out and we're going to have you arrested. I don't want to live in a society, and damn you and your libertarian principles, if you're sitting there saying, but the new property owners have property rights and they can evict him if they want. No, they didn't have the right to buy that property, in my opinion.
Because it was his property.
Yeah. It would have been better, I think, for the original owners to have actually transferred the ownership of some portion of it to him. But maybe they couldn't do that for whatever reason. Maybe the buyers weren't interested in, oh, well, we have to have this little quarter acre as well, or we're not taking it. This sale should never have been allowed to happen in these circumstances. And someone dropped the ball somewhere along the way, and I'm not just going to excuse the previous landowners or the new landowners because, oh, but I'm a libertarian and property rights, I don't really care. That's not the issue here. When your property rights are more important, being used to justify taking away someone's home after 30 years of living there peacefully and minding their own business, there's an issue here where your principles don't really have an answer.
Yeah, I agree. So there has been an outpouring of support for River Dave since he was arrested in July and accused of squatting on property owned by a Vermont man. His cabin burnt down in August while he was jailed. River Dave was a local celebrity to boaters and kayakers on the Merrimack River before his property dispute caught the attention of the masses, bringing in over $200,000 in donations to help him start a new law-abiding life.
Okay, well, that kind of changes things. I mean, with
$200,000... $200,000, he should rebuild his cabin where he wants to live, which clearly he loves this land. It's right by the river.
It does seem like the people from Vermont would be willing to work with him at this point. Like, hey, look...
It's like 50 acres of land.
But he doesn't need that much.
Right? Yeah, no, exactly. No, the whole entire plot of land is 49 acres. So, like, just give River Dave his little section. And,
they don't even have to give it to him, right? They're just like, hey, look, okay, you raised a pretty good amount of money. That's pretty impressive. Give us $100,000. Use the other $100,000 to rebuild your cabin, and we'll let you live here. We'll give you a 99-year lease on this little bit of property.
Yeah.
They could work with him on this, and I would argue the ethical thing for them to do in this circumstance would be to work with him on this. Did they not know he was there before they bought the land?
They had no clue he was there. I don't know the fine details of it. Like, I don't know if his little cabin is close to their house or if it's, like, off in the woods. I know my friend has a lot of land. And
it sounds like it's definitely in the woods if he was popular with, boaters.
And kayakers, so he's, like, right by the river. But I know I have a friend who was saying that she heard a rumor about there being cabins behind her house, and she has no clue, because when you have that much land, take some time to explore it, you know?
And why would you care if there's cabins back there? They're not hurting you.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not damaging your land value. They're not killing your cats or whatever. They're literally just people living out there. I've got better things in my life to deal with than, oh, God, is someone living in a tent in the woods behind my house?
And it's unfortunate because I feel like when things like this happen, it's always, like, homeless people or, like, people living, like, very much so, like, within their means, you know, just living a very simple lifestyle. Those are always the people that are getting targeted. If you're not giving the state money and if you're not, like, constantly, you know, being law-abiding, then they'll attack you. And it's like a lot of the times homeless people living in tents, like, they're not hurting anybody, but it doesn't look good when they're not paying taxes. So it's unacceptable in society, and it's unethical, and it's not right.
Yeah, I don't have a good answer. I know the libertarians are like, oh, private property rights. These property owners can do whatever they want. But society dropped the ball at so many points building up to this where it should have never been allowed to happen. There should have been some sort of land somewhere in the United States that wasn't claimed by some government or individual. Of course, you can't find that anywhere in the United States. Every acre of land is owned by either the government, a state government, or mostly the federal government, or an individual. There's plenty of woods here in New Hampshire that belong to, quote, the state of New Hampshire. He should have the right to just go there and build his cabin if he wants, but they would arrest him for that. Some state park agency would arrest him for that.
It's ridiculous. So the article goes on to say that River Dave, who was grateful for the support, had secured temporary housing as he figured out where to live next and believed that he could not go back to being a hermit. But he returned to the site in Canterbury in late November, turning the woodshed into a home. He was arrested on trespassing charges December 14th and faces a court hearing in March.
Well, I wish him the best on this. 603-283-6160. I'm sure there's libertarians out there who want to school me on property rights at the moment, so you're welcome to. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to be talking about UFOs and a triple whammy. So scientific.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're raising money with Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty, which is obviously better than allowing distant aid organizations to figure out, you know, what this family in Bomet County in Kenya needs. Instead, that family can actually, you know, figure out for themselves what they need. And Give Directly allows them to actually be given the cash that they need in order to buy the things that will improve their life, like employment, nutrition, health, education, these important things that would help lift them out of poverty. Give.freetalklive.com. That's our link if you want to contribute to our campaign, where we're matching your funds up to $30,000. And again, this money is going directly to families in Bomet and Kilifi counties. These places have been hit by drought, famine, and all manner of corrupt governments, all that wonderful stuff that we don't really have to deal with to that extent here in the United States. So if you're feeling charitable, head on over to give.freetalklive.com. There may not be a better way to help, you know, people living in poverty. Again, that's give.freetalklive.com. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to mention that our state is going to increase cigarette taxes some more beginning of this year, and I'm so happy about it.
Why?
You know, including why? Oh, because it's going to be less teenagers and homeless people buying cigarettes. To bother me with secondhand smoke.
I don't know if that's how it works, though. Because, yeah. So at one point, and I even watched this, you know, where I'm from, the first memory I have of cigarettes, they were like $6. And then by the time, I mean now, like around here in like New Hampshire, and well, maybe not New Hampshire, it's less, but in Massachusetts
at least.
They're
still pricey here in New Hampshire. It's still about $8 a pack for the premium brands.
In Mass, it's like $12 to $13 for a pack of like Marlboro Reds.
See, and
people are still smoking cigarettes, and I don't think the amount of people that smoke has decreased. I still think there's a lot of kids smoking cigarettes, so I'm not sure if increasing the sin tax on cigarettes or whatever it's called is going to really fix that problem.
It doesn't seem to. The increase, because when I lived in Mississippi, your average premium pack of cigarettes was like $5 a pack. And
yeah.
You could get like brands of Marlboro, or the cheaper brands of Marlboro, that were like $4 a pack. So even coming here to New Hampshire, where the price was almost double that, it didn't really faze me that much. No one warned me the first time I went to Massachusetts for a rock concert that I needed to buy cigarettes before I left New Hampshire. So that was a bit of a sticker shock, but it still didn't stop me from buying cigarettes. And Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, they're all just so close together that there's a reason that here in New Hampshire, one of the first things you see is a liquor store.
Yep.
It's because people from those states, they just go, okay, we'll go to New Hampshire to buy our liquor. And now they're saying that's why when Connecticut first banned menthol cigarettes, I couldn't find the cigarettes that I smoked anywhere here in Keene or Swansea, because people had come up from Connecticut and Rhode Island and I think Massachusetts and bought them all. Eventually,
yeah,
that problem did fix itself and people stopped doing it, but I wasn't prepared for it then. So people won't just stop smoking. They'll just take a little bit of further drive and, you know, buy an entire carton from a state over instead of buying them one pack at a time. It's just losing tax money for the state of New Mexico, Sarah.
No, it's increasing tax money. But what they're doing is that they're going to stop taxing the Social Security on the elderly.
No, hold on, Sarah. It increases the tax rate on cigarettes. It decreases the tax revenue gained from cigarettes because people will just go elsewhere to buy their cigarettes.
Yeah,
so
but
you see,
why would they do that? I wouldn't be that stupid. I wouldn't waste my gas to save a couple of cents. That's crazy, unless they are crazy.
So you think
it's all in your head.
So this is just a couple of cents. You think a couple of extra pennies is going to deter people and cause them to give up a lifelong addiction to an extremely addictive substance? So, I was willing to pay $7.26, but $7.36, you've lost me, man. One time too many.
Think about that. It might go up 50, 70 cents for New Mexico. We're not New England. This is a lot cheaper out here. It might go up 50, 60, 70, I don't know, but maybe like 50, 60 cents. But still,
in other words, you have no idea what the increase actually is, right?
I don't really know yet.
Okay.
But what they're going to do is they're going to stop taxing the elderly people. They were taxing the Social Security. They were doing that in this state, one of the only last 13 states. And they're going to leave them alone, and now they're going to go after the smokers, which is good, because when they get sick, when they want oxygen, they want like all this chemotherapy, lung cancer, all this, we have to treat them out of our tax dollars and our Medicaid. We better get the damage deposit up front right now. And because they're going to use it later on, they can get money out of them right now, because they're going to get sick and wind up in a hospital, and we all going to have to pay for it when they're dying.
Sarah, I have a question for you. So you're mm-hmm. saying that, or you were implying at least, that people that smoke cigarettes are more likely to get lung cancer and COPD and need more medical care, correct?
Right, right. And then, obviously, they're going to be broke because they blew all their money on cigarettes, and we're going to have to pay for it with Medicaid.
So what do you think about fat people? Like, what do you think about people that eat McDonald's? Should there be a McDonald's tax because they're consuming food that is going to give them cancer?
Well, I don't know about the McDonald's, but I do support the soda pop tax. I called into the show.
Hold on, Sarah, hold on. Your average cigarette smoker... I don't have any data to back this up, to be fair, but I'm willing to bet your average cigarette smoker who doesn't eat McDonald's is healthier than your average non-smoker who does eat McDonald's.
Well, I don't know about the McDonald's tax, but, I mean, I don't know how really bad their food is, but I just said I support the sugar tax, the soda pop, the sugar tax. I've always been, if they could put taxes on Twinkies and Ding Dongs and donuts, I would be all for it. But people are getting way too much sugar. Because the thing is that they prey on people that are ignoramus.
They tell companies like Monsanto and Kellogg's and, you know, Chef Boyardee and Lay's to stop putting sugar in everything. That's the reason the average American is eating too much sugar, is because there's sugar in everything.
It's an addictive chemical, yeah.
But that's why I called yesterday about how they like to dumb down the public. All the TV, they like, the dumber we are, they want to get rid of Sesame Street. They don't want you to learn an alphabet, not even a number, a word for that show, because they want people so dumbed down.
That they will support things like sugar taxes and cigarette taxes, even though they don't seem to have any actual impact. Right, Sarah?
Hello? Well, you know what? In my opinion, they do have... You guys think that it makes no difference, but I do see that there's less smokers. In my opinion, it's one more thing that we could get people to get safe.
I don't know that I agree, Sarah. And aren't you the same person who called like 3 weeks ago complaining about how many people there were smoking, even though the state of New Mexico has already increased its cigarette tax from 91 cents to $1.60, all the way up to $2 a pack? And it doesn't seem to actually have any impact. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden will tour the damage left behind by Boulder County's Marshall Fire during a visit to Colorado on Friday. Last week, powerful winds fueled the wildfire in Superior and Louisville, destroying nearly 1,000 structures and leaving hundreds without homes. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. More Americans are getting their coronavirus booster shot, but there are no plans to change the definition of fully vaccinated.
Individuals are considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19 if they've received their primary series.
That's according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her agency says more than 206 million people are considered fully vaccinated. More than 71 million have gotten a booster shot. You're listening to USA Radio News. Although the U.S.'s supply chain problems are easing up, the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is threatening to undo that progress. Port Envoy to White House Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force John Porcari explains how the new virus strain has affected the supply chain.
There have been some increased outages from longshore workers and others. So far, that has not disrupted operations.
Porcari adds the global supply chain was stressed before the pandemic, but COVID has really exposed the problem. Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And I want to say thank you to Richard Thompson, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Richard is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Richard is an Australian-level member of the AMPS program, which... there are generally different tiers, silver, gold, platinum. There's a diamond tier now and a platinum tier and some others. But $5 per month is what it takes to get you in as a silver membership, unless you're paying in Australian dollars, in which case you can use a smaller amount. So I created, it's not even existing on Patreon, I just wrote it down as the Australian amp level, because evidently you can do that. So, but thank you, Richard Thompson. And for all I know, you know, $3 or whatever in Australian dollars is the same thing as $5 in U.S. I have no idea. But $5 per month is generally all it takes to get you in. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of cool little perks, like an amp-only podcast. But if you join the AMPS program, it should be because you like the show and you want to help support it, help it reach larger audiences, all of that awesome stuff. So thank you, Richard. Again, that link is amps.freetalklive.com. We have CW, who's calling from California. CW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's KTOX 1340 AM. It is in California, but I'm currently in Arizona. That's where I listen in.
That's right. I knew that.
Arizona, baby. No California crap here.
Thank you for the correction. I knew it was K-Tux, and I knew that was in California, so I just went with that. But now that you mentioned, I do remember you saying that you didn't actually live in California. Good for you for that. It sounds like a nightmare there.
Oh, yeah, it is. But you know what? The station is actually a sanctuary city where they broadcast from for Second Amendment. So they're pretty much not California. So
cool.
Well, I mean, they broadcast us there, so it's got to be pretty cool.
Yes, it is. But, you know, that one communist lady, I don't think she's communist. I actually think I don't know if I'm going to convey it right, but she's somebody that's trying to prove how dumb these ideas are.
You're referring to Sarah from New Mexico, the previous caller, and honestly, the nightly caller, who is a self-described communist who claims to have actually attended communist meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I'm not sure if she's, like, joking or if she's serious with her calls.
No, I think there's another party that's involved that makes her call you, because you probably have tens of millions of listeners, right?
It's hard to say, given that most of it's radio. Okay. We have no idea who's tuning into which radio station.
Well, I didn't want to say dozens. I wanted to say more than that. So
definitely more than dozens.
but no, she was talking. One thing that really hit me is, you know, they say they're trying to dumb down America. Well, yeah, if you got ideas like her, they want the dumb people that think like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they certainly do, and I think we called her to task on that last night, because that was all she wanted to talk about last night, was how, you know, governments, they want people to be dumber, and when we pointed out to her, okay, well, communist governments also want you to be dumber, she's like, well, no, I think they're different. So,
and
a lot of cognitive dissonance at work there, I think.
They're not trying to take away Sesame Street, they're trying to make Sesame Street more dumb, so people follow these dumb ideas. I mean, Sesame Street is getting pretty dumb.
Well, it was always for, like, 3- and 4-year-olds, right?
Okay, but the stuff, I recently watched an episode of Sesame Street because they were doing, like, vaccine propaganda. So I'm like, okay, look, I have to watch this. And it was pretty scary. Like, it was straight-up indoctrination-level propaganda that they're feeding for these, like you said, 3- and 4-year-olds. It's not great.
As I understand it, though, that's sort of always been the case with Sesame Street. Like, didn't they have an HIV-positive character back in the 90s or something that upset people
to remember
the
that
same extent? I'll have to check into it.
But look, the thing is, with Sesame Street, it's not so much, you know, these type of shows shouldn't be about indoctrination. They should be about life issues. Okay, so HIV is a life issue, but you don't indoctrinate them into things like, you must get this vaccine, but, you know.
I agree with you.
Not even, look, you want to teach them their ABCs, their numbers, how to count, not some crazy ass ideas that are just going to make them confused about these issues, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. I mean, the whole point of Sesame Street was supposed to be to help kids who weren't from advantaged communities enter preschool and kindergarten already knowing how to some basics of how to count and alphabet and how to do basic arithmetic and things like that.
Yes, the essentials of life, pretty much going into life, you know, growing up. Not, oh God, it's just. But anyways, besides the point, the cigarette tax, man. Of course, they want to raise the taxes little by little, because the people that are getting the tax revenue, they're going to make millions and billions of dollars every 10 cents they make. And then eventually it's going to add up to another $10, you know, throughout a 5-10 year period. They're going to make all that money, and they're getting rich, fat cat. They're doing off the dumb people that want to smoke. I mean, I smoke for 30 years, pretty much. I smoke 100 cigarettes a day. But you know what? And that leads into my other point. I don't eat McDonald's, but I sure damn feel a lot healthier than any fat person that eats McDonald's on a daily basis.
Yeah, Nikki and I both looked into that. The numbers were pretty clear that eating fast food is going to shorten your lifespan more than smoking. So you're absolutely right. And I'm glad that data did actually hold up, because it feels right as someone who's relatively, other than the fact that my lungs smoke, my lungs suck because I've been smoking for the last 20 years, I'm in really good physical health. Versus a lot of people I can think of, especially in the South where I was recently, who eat fast food every meal of every day and who are significantly unhealthy.
And let me tell you, we want to talk about lungs. I bet you, you can breathe a lot better than they can. Just the weight
That's
of having
scary.
That much fat. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen how fatigued a very obese person gets just, like, walking. I watch a lot of My 600-Pound Life, so I'm very well-versed on the topic of fat people. So
see, that's scary to me, because one of the things that really first got my attention, first got me to actually try quitting smoking, I've finally been successful. A lot of people watching the video feeds are watching me vape. I would just point out that this is actually 0 milligrams nicotine, so it's literally just out of habit at this point, was when I was doing IT work for a client, and I walked up the stairs to do their work. I got to their office, and they were like, do you need to sit down? Are you okay? You need to catch your breath? I was like, I'm fine. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's just normal.
That I was out of breath. I was like, okay, yeah, this is an issue. Because when you're 22 years old, however hell old I was then, you think, you know, cigarette smoking is going to kill me. I'm going to die of lung cancer. But it's not just this, oh, you're perfectly healthy, able to breathe, and then suddenly you die. It's a very slow, gradual descent.
Yeah.
So even at that age, after only having been smoking for like a decade, walking upstairs was already like, it was something I could easily do, but yeah, I was winded afterwards and didn't even notice it. So I can imagine it being worse for like obese people, and, you know, eating a lot of fast food is definitely going to cause obesity because it is overloaded with sugar. There was this guy on Twitter last year, and I was telling you about this during the break, who on Twitter, he made this giant thread where he air fried a hot dog for, I think, 120 minutes.
And it's literally my worst nightmare. I hate hot dogs so much. I just can't even, like, just thinking about that smell makes me very upset.
I can't imagine what the smell was like after, like, the first 30 minutes. And he continued on for a full 2 hours of this. Well, this year, he did some sort of burger from McDonald's. I think it was a quarter pounder or a Big Mac or something like that. I don't remember, but the hot dog went by the end of it. It was just this skinny little lump of charcoal-looking thing that he did, by the way, bite into and eat. So that's
gross.
That makes
me really upset. Yeah.
But the McDonald's burger, by the end of it, it still looked like a burger. The bun was a little blackened in places. The bread survived 120 minutes in
an
air fryer.
Those preservatives, man.
Yeah, that cannot be good for you. Please stop eating McDonald's, and you're going to find the same crap at Burger King and all of these other places. At least cigarette. I mean, if you throw a cigarette in an air fryer for 120 minutes, sure, the fiberglass will probably survive, but none of the paper or tobacco will, and that's the part that you're sucking into your lungs. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where you can take control of the airwaves. Share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we do have our own social media server. I know there's a new one called Gapper or Gabber or some sort of nonsense like that that's supposed to replace Parler, which was supposed to replace Gab, which was supposed to replace Twitter, because these people just seem to think that jumping from one centralized solution to another is somehow going to solve all of their problems. And maybe it sort of will. Let the Democrats and the leftists have Twitter. Let the crazy religious conservatives have Gab. Let the crazy alt-right have Parler, and let the other conservative group have this new one, and let the libertarians have our decentralized solution that actually works for people who care about being able to express themselves freely, regardless of what they have to say. And we have that at social.freetalklive.com. It's built on Mastodon, so you can actually interact with other servers. You're not limited to just the Free Talk Live server. You can interact with the Liberdon server as well. I'm not sure how the background of all of that really works. I just know it's there. It's really cool. And if you think you're just there posting to other Free Talk Live listeners, no, it's actually a lot cooler than that. You're also reaching the Liberdon servers and presumably the other servers that they're federated with, because it's a giant web. It's not really decentralized. It's federated, and it's just this giant web of Mastodon servers that are just communicating with each other voluntarily and where you can't be censored. I mean, sure, we could, in theory, censor you, but we never have, and we're never going to, because that's counter to everything we have stood for the last 20 years here on Free Talk Live. I haven't been here that long, but still, same concept. That's social.freetalklive.com. We have a lot of links, so I had to actually check which one I was actually promoting just now. That's social.freetalklive.com. We have Richard calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Yeah, there seems to be a conversation tonight about raising taxes. I just turned 71 years old last month, and taxes, states have taxed different products depending on what the states want to manipulate. Every once in a while, when the price of gases has dropped, states want to raise the gasoline tax. People, if the price of beer drops, they want to put a tax on beer and alcohol. I remember back in the 60s when a pack of cigarettes was 15 cents a pack, and you could buy a whole carton of cigarettes for close to a dollar, $1.25, and now a pack of cigarettes is around $8 to $10 a pack. States want to raise...
Sure, not all of that is a result of taxes, though. Some of that is a result of inflation, which caused a corresponding increase in prices. An increase in wages for the tobacco workers required them to raise the price on cigarettes and all of that sort of thing. So not all of that is a result of the increase in taxes, but and some of it's related to an increase in the cost of living. Like, I know New Hampshire doesn't have $4 more per pack of cigarettes on taxes than the state of Mississippi does, but there's a lot more money in New Hampshire, so proportionally, that probably works out to being about right.
Yeah, food in Mississippi is probably less expensive than it is in New Hampshire, so
right.
It's kind of all relative.
Yeah, it just seems like if people put taxes on sugar products, soda pops, different states want to put taxes on soda pop, and it all increases the state's coffers. And who gets hurt in the end? The little people, or they use the excuse that raising cigarette taxes is going to deter cigarette smoking. You raise tax on alcohol, it's going to deter people from drinking alcohol. But if people want a product bad enough, they're going to find ways to get the product, especially underage people with alcohol.
I agree entirely, Richard, and that's been what we've been saying here on Free Talk Live. Can you do me a favor? Can you turn to Sarah and tell her exactly what you just told us? Because we don't think she heard us when we said it to her.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, she's listening. She's about 5 feet from me, and her hearing's got radar. So, yeah, she hears everything, and I explained to her different things, too, with people's opinions of her, but she's determined, and, yeah, she claims she's a devout communist, and she proposes a lot of the communist ideals, but we get along here in the household. I think the world of her, although a lot of times she does leave me shaking my head at things she brings up also.
That's good, Richard. I'm pleased that you have found a way to work through some of these complications that you might have as a result of, from what I can tell, are pretty diametrically opposed viewpoints. You sound very, at least liberty-leaning when you call. I mean, you recognize the futility of these sin taxes and things like that. So good on you for that, Richard. Absolutely. Increasing the taxes. New Hampshire, Keene actually raised the cigarette or the tobacco age, or I don't remember exactly, the nicotine age, because you also can't buy vapor liquids now if you're under the age of 21. They raised the age from 18 to 21, and that didn't stop anyone from smoking or vaping. It just caused them to go an extra quarter mile to the very nearby town of Swansea, which, by the way, is so nearby that you literally enter Swansea without realizing that you've left Keene, and buying them there. So it just decreased tax revenue for the city of Keene.
Yeah.
CW, however, called previously, and he brought up Sesame Street. And that made me look into some things. I have four really weird characters here that we can round up this segment by talking about. Raya is one of these weirder characters. She's part of the Cleaner, Healthier, Happier campaign, which is supported by World Vision and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Raya is incredibly passionate about water, hygiene, sanitation, and teaching kids about staying healthy. There's also Zari, who is part of the Afghanistan Sesame Street crew. Oh, I bet she's been discontinued. Zari is an Afghani girl who wears a hijab and teaches her audience about breaking gender stereotypes. She was introduced to the series to show the world that girls can do anything, or to show Afghani children that girls can do anything. And I suspect, given certain events that happened within the last 12 months, she's probably no longer welcome on the Sesame Street crew there in Afghanistan.
She got cancel cultured.
Well, the Taliban doesn't sound like the sort of thing the Taliban would approve of.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Kami or Kami or Kami, however, she's in South African Sesame Street, so not all of these are in the United States, apparently.
I didn't know that there were, like, different Sesame Streets.
I didn't either. This is news to me. Kami was introduced to the world as the world's first HIV-positive Muppet, as a means to help mitigate much of the HIV-AIDS stigma that still exists. She knows a lot about HIV and AIDS and helps educate her young audience on it, because who doesn't want their 3- and 4-year-old children watching Sesame Street to learn all about HIV and AIDS? Obviously, in a place like, what did they say, South Africa? In a place like South Africa, that's probably useful, or at least more useful than it would be in the United States. Finally, there is Zobi, who's from Nigeria's Sesame Square. So it's not even Sesame Street there, it's Sesame Square.
They have a whole
square.
Yeah. Wow, that's fancy.
He's Cookie Monster's counterpart, or as they say, Nigeria's Yam Monster. Yam as in sweet potatoes. Since cookies are not especially prevalent in Nigeria, the show's producers decided to make his favorite a nutritious staple, yams. Although Zobi does a lot more than just eat yams, he is also a blue, fluffy cab driver who also teaches kids about malaria. So Sesame Street has always been doing some pretty weird stuff, as well as some stuff that just sort of pushed the boundaries. In 2002, it wasn't really acceptable to talk about HIV and AIDS like that. So they've done some good things. I would just rather them keep the propaganda to a minimum.
Yeah.
Of course, they can't do that. If you give them, you know, permission to teach your kids about HIV and AIDS, they're going to use that to teach your kids why it's important to get vaccinated. So I guess you just have to find a show that aligns with your ideology and let your kids watch that. I have no idea. This is why I don't have kids. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.